Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record's stuck. The record's stuck. The record's stuck.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Today is National Milkman Day.
Is that milk?
Milkman.
The milkman cometh.
Not that milk. That milk.
The milkman's come back.
Milk?
Oh, look, here comes the milkman.
Oh, we have a milkman.
Milk, 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 milk.
Happy
milk.
National Milkman Day.
Milkman extraordinaire.
Got milk?
Ask the milkman to fill the tub with milk.
It's showtime.
You know, I really would have hoped that you guys would have gotten Ron Burgundy saying, "It's so hot, milk was a bad choice," but you didn't. Anyway, oh, hi there. Happy Monday, everybody. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How in the heck do you get our live show and our featured channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's really, really simple. You just enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill." And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa device as well. And that's even easier. How does that work? Well, you just simply say, "Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast," and she will. So that's a thank you. That's a repack of our live show. We take all the segments, bits, interviews, all the things that we do, minus the music, and then we repack it into a podcast. No, not like music like this. The background music. No, that we keep the background music, but the music in between the bits and things on the live show, because we play music on Radio 434 in addition to this. So there you go. It's really simple. If you've listened to this show, and we've been doing it for years and years and years, if you've listened to the live show, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, well, check it out at radio434.com. just go there right now and click. It's probably what you're doing, but you might be listening to the rebroadcast, the podcast. You might be watching it on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA, and now you know we have a 24/7 channel that plays nothing but really, really cool modern rock and alternative, indie, blues, rock. We've got a little bit of everything on there, and it's absolutely positively the coolest radio station I've ever programmed or ever listened to, quite frankly. Hi, happy Monday. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And we're going to do the Olympic highlights they're done. Team USA prevailed, kind of. And we'll talk about that. And our top list today is Olympic themed. It's top things we've learned from the Olympics. All right, that is all on the way. So this week, now, well, let me back it up. Yesterday had an incredible, incredible show at Three Roads. The Chapsticks were there in the afternoon, and then DJ Liz did karaoke, which was phenomenal. It was fantastic. Coming up on Thursday of this week, it is our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. Chris Hammack is going to be joining us at Three Roads. It's a free show, live 5 to 7 for happy hour. Join us at Three Roads in Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street, downtown, for Chris Hammack. He'll be playing for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. All right, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Now, more things that sound dirty during the Olympics but aren't.
They're in the air. They're bumping.
The sisters have talked about being together.
With just a simple go-behind.
I'm sure he's not super happy with that position, but he's still within plenty of contact.
Again, little wobbles here and there.
And it's a big one for the U.S.
She really knows how to ride that.
With a chance to spread it out.
Now they are back on top.
Plus, you've got someone coming right up on your tail.
And she pounds it.
Everyone is coming together.
More things that sound dirty during the Olympics but aren't. Yeah.
The Mike Show. Hi. I never said that this was a smart show. I never said that. I never said we are highly intellectual. I never said that. We really don't talk politics. But we will cover the Olympics for reals. For realsies. The U.S. and China. I said, let's take two. The U.S. and China.
Hello.
Hi. Ended up with 40 gold medals each, but we won the overall medal count 126 to 91. And we had more silver and bronze medals than anybody else, so there you go. We could end up with one more. Gymnast Jordan Giles, or Childs, rather, got stripped of her bronze medal, but she's appealing it. We added seven more golds on Saturday and Sunday. The women's soccer team beat Brazil 1-0 to grab their first gold in 12 years. Steph Curry led the men's basketball team to gold, beating France 98-87.
Does Curry have another bank over the double team?
For the fifth consecutive Olympics, the United States of America is golden. They defeat France.
All right, the women's basketball team won their eighth straight Olympic gold, beating France in a nail-biter yesterday, 67-66.
No timeouts here. It's Williams. That was a two. Banked it in. What a finish. Williams with her foot on the line. The United States, officially the most dominant Olympic team in all of team sport history. Eight straight golds, and the U.S. gets it done once again on France's home turf.
Yeah, France's Gabby Williams took a last 3-second point shot to tie the game. She made it, but her foot was on the line, so it only counted as two. What else? We won three more golds in track and field, one in women's cycling. Here's the final gold medal count. Team USA, 40. China.
I said China.
Hello.
Hi. 40. Japan.
Hello.
Hi. 20. Australia, 18. And host country, France, finished in fifth place with 16. America's women crushed it again this year, winning 54% of our medals. Men snagged 41%, and 5% came in mixed events. Our female athletes also won twice as many golds. Women 26, men 13, and our male and female swimmers teamed up to win the mix 4x100-meter relay. 14 of our golds came in track and field this time, then swimming at 8, cycling at 3, and gymnastics at 3. China's best events were diving, shooting, and table tennis. So that's a wrap for the Summer Olympics in Paris. The Winter Games are in Italy in 2026. Then Los Angeles will host the next Summer Olympics in 2028. So that brings us to our top list. After 17 days, hundreds of competitions, and 80,000 appearances by Mike Tirico, the Summer Games are finally over. Let's recap this incredible, unforgettable experience one last time with today's list, our top list today, top things we learned from the Olympics. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one. Harry Potter does the pommel horse. It wasn't Harry. Seine in French is French for dysentery. How do you pronounce the damn river? God, I know it's the river, but the river. But I didn't say that this was a smart show, and we often need to look up pronunciations on things. How do you pronounce it? It's the same.
Same.
Yeah. Shut up. Sane.
Sane.
Yeah, she's irritated already. Yes. Take two. Sane is French for dysentery. LeBron's pirate name is Greybeard. Top things we learned from the Olympics. Every athlete either survived the death of a loved one, disease, or a crash. Every one of them. Top things we learned from the Olympics. Evidently, there's a movie coming out called Wicked. All right. top things we learned from the Olympics. The only thing China is better at than surveillance is diving.
Hello.
Take two. The only thing China is better at than surveillance is diving.
Hello.
All right. top things we've learned from the Olympics. Mike Tirico never sleeps. Top things. It's our top list today. Top things we've learned from the Olympics. All you need to play handball is a ball, a net, and a low standard for fun. If Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky had a baby, it would be Aquaman. Top things we've learned from the Olympics. Fencing was invented to give people something to do with your car antennas, other than pick up radio stations. And top things we've learned from the Olympics. Between Snoop, Team Jamaica, and the skateboarders, the Olympics obviously no longer needs to test for weed. Yeah, they just don't. That's your top list today. Thanks so much for the pronunciation.
Same.
Shut up. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news, and we have not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Vinyl Records Day. Oh, the original pops and scratches of vinyl. Not like the fake ones they put in digital hip-hop songs today. Sir Mix-a-Lot turns 61 today, and these days, he mixes a lot of Metamucil. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits turns 75 today. These days, he does the mall walk of life. Singer Elle King says she can go 4 or 5 years without talking about her dad, Rob Schneider. That's nothing, replied casting agents. And a plane carrying the Carolina Panthers ran off the runway after it failed to take off. And that, my friends, is what we call symbolism. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Schoen. So darned happy you could join us today on this Monday. Man, oh man. We had a busy weekend. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, we had an event. We had an event on Saturday. It wasn't a private event, but it was a slide event over at Oakwood.
I'm rich. You're not.
Not to be confused with Hill City Slide, that's coming on August 24th and August 25th to downtown Lynchburg. And we'll tell you more about that on the way, along with Summer Jam coming to Three Roads. That's going to be on August 24th as well. So we'll tell you more about that. But then, okay, so Friday I wrapped up the show, and Tab had taken off, and she asked me, you know, what my afternoon looked like, and I was like, well, you know, I have some post-production and a video that I'm working on, and so I'd like to get that done. She goes, oh, well, I was actually thinking of just going to the pool. And so I was...
I'm rich.
Like, shut up.
You're not.
Shut up. So I'm like, all right, well, I think I can work on this stuff over the weekend and on Monday. So yeah, I'm down. So we split. I took half a day. And then we went to the pool. And then Saturday, we had the event, and then yesterday the Chapsticks played at Three Roads, and so I think all in all it was a pretty busy weekend. Tab and Maddie basically just laid around in bed all day yesterday. iPads, phones, just, you know, just chilling like villains, and that's fine. That's fine. I got to go out, hang out with my buds from the Chapsticks. Got to hang out with Walter. Got to hang out with Bill Bodine. So yeah, we had a wonderful time. So if you spent any time on dating apps, you've probably figured out that anything that sounds too good to be true, it's probably only about 50% true on a good day. The website datingadvice.com recently had single Americans rate their online dating experiences of how honest people are on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the least honest and 10 being the most honest. All right. And this isn't embellishing stories. It's the basic stuff. Age, job, hobbies, education, appearances in real life, and even relationship status. Overall, people rate the honesty they've encountered on dating profiles as a 5.1 out of 10, which is not great. But there was a lot of variance by state. Interesting. South Dakotans South Dakotans, okay, stood out as the most honest, scoring 7.5 out of 10. Other honest states included Alaska, 7.3, Delaware, 7.0, Maine, 6.8, New Hampshire, 6.3, and Vermont, 6.2.
New Yorkers
were the least honest by far, scoring 3.4 out of 10. Other dishonest states included Pennsylvania at 4.0, Washington State at 4.0, New Jersey at 4.1, Wisconsin at 4.2, Iowa at 4.2, and West by God, Virginia at 4.3. Let's see, where did Virginia rank? I'm scrolling through and seeing where is Virginia. Virginia, we're right up the middle. 5.0 is Virginia. For what it's worth, 53% of single people say they found that city daters are less honest than smaller town residents. Okay, all right, that makes a lot of sense. What else? Anything else in the news? A guy played World of Warcraft. Obviously, I don't play it. For 78 hours straight. Now, your kid might have beat this record over the weekend. They just didn't time it. A Marine Corps veteran in New Jersey named Justin O'Donnell set a new world record by playing World of Warcraft for 3 straight days. He played for 78 hours and 30 minutes. That's 3 days plus 6.5 hours. He says he got physically tired, but didn't have any real trouble focusing. He got a 5-minute break every hour, which is mostly spent eating and playing with his dogs. But he didn't sleep at all. He ended up with 80 minutes of unused rest time. The previous record was just over 59 hours, so he beat it by almost a full day. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart. With your 5 random facts, that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I really don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. 7 people have a medal in both the Summer and Winter Olympics, including Alexandria Berghoft? I really should have proofed this, shouldn't I? How? How? Pr- pronounce. Ow. Here, let's do this guy.
Pronouncenames.com.
Yeah.
Burghardt.
Burghardt? Okay.
Burghardt.
Do you say it that way with the question mark? Burghardt?
Burghardt.
Burghardt? Burghardt? All right. Take two. Seven people have had a medal in both the Summer and Winter Olympics, including Alexandra Burghardt from Germany. Burghardt. Who just joined the group this year in Paris. She got a bronze medal in the 4x100-meter relay and in the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. I said in Beijing.
Hello.
Hi. She got a silver medal in the two-women bobsled. The most decorated is Clara Hughes from Canada, who won two Olympic medals in cycling in the 1990s and four in speed skating in the early 2000s. Amazing. Number two.
There we go.
Number two, there's a common myth that the word Xmas, you know, like instead of Christmas, started out as a way to de-emphasize religious tradition, as in taking the Christ out of Christmas. But the term actually dates back to Christian churches in the 16th century. The X in Merry Xmas is the Greek letter. Oh, Kai. It's pronounced like Kai, K-A-I, which is the abbreviation for Christ in Greek. The suffix mass is from the Latin-derived Old English word for mass. All right. M-A-S, Latin-derived Old English word for mass, as in a mass, like a celebration. Number three, the first ever cell phone. First ever cell phone call. Maybe I should have proofread this. Should I go back and re-record it? Nope, not enough time. I'm just going to stumble through it, guys, and you can pardon me. The first ever cell phone call, number three, was placed on April 3rd, 1973. One of the engineers at Motorola who built the phone walked out onto the street and called a competitor at AT&T to brag. Hey, guess where I'm calling from? I'm on the street. Number four. The guy who invented Pokemon got the idea for a game where you collected rare monsters because he collected bugs as a kid. And then number five. There's no word for the color blue in ancient Greek. Really? There's no word for blue? What'd they call the sky, the color of the sky? I mean, if it was nice out, well, they just said it was nice out. If it was overcast, they said it was overcast in Greek. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts. Yep.
The Mike Show.
Pronouncenames.com.
You know, I tried.
Burghardt.
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 Burghardt. This portion of our broadcast. I told you it's not very smart. It's clever sometimes. It's not very smart. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Maybe. I don't know. All right, researchers say they've now developed a new bandage that can heal wounds 30% faster. It uses a water-powered electric field. It looks like they've already got a commercial out for the new product.
I am stuck on Band-Aid Brand, because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
I am stuck on Band-Aid Brand, because Band-Aid's stuck on
me. I don't know. It might work. Who knows? All right. So this is an idiot. A dingleberry dad let his baby climb on the roof of his SUV. It's a dad in Toronto. Thought it would be fun to put his toddler on the hood. Before he knew it, the kid crawled up the windshield and onto the roof. The mom saw it happening and sprinted out of the house, crawled up the car, and got the kid. Here, listen.
Mick, how are you getting him down?
Oh, my God.
Dad is
a dingleberry.
Mick!
Dad's a dingleberry. All right, how about this? Get ready for the worst proposal ever. A guy in Russia. This isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia. A guy in Russia had a bunch of ski-masked thugs pull up in a van, pull him out of a car, pretend to beat him up with tire irons, and throw him in the back of the van. He quickly jumped out with a bouquet of flowers and a ring. Listen to the girlfriend's reaction. Okay. She was terrified but said yes? Idiots. Let's hear. Skip that. Oh, how about this? A California teacher found a bear inside her classroom. I said a bear. She was preparing for the new school year. This is Elaine Salmon, or Salmon, on The Surprise, and how she and her husband got it out of the room.
I opened my classroom door, and there was this bear charging towards the door. So I went back to the office, closed the door, locked the bear in here, and then I went back to the office to call my husband, Ian. When my husband came, we started knocking on the window to distract it. Sadly, you have to hold the door open for it to stay open. So when he was holding the door open, that's when he called the bear's attention, and then the bear went by him, like within a foot.
We'll save that for stupid criminals. That one for stupid criminals as well. We did the Olympics. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Ray Romano on the difference between vacation sex and home sex.
We have children. I have four kids. My wife and I are here by ourselves. It's very, you know, it's fun to... It's fun to get out. We take vacation sometimes without the kids, and they always start the same way. As soon as the plane lands, my wife will turn to me and go, we're not having sex as soon as we get to the hotel. Yeah, because that's how it always is. That's how she's unzipping luggage and I'm naked in my socks. No kids. She goes to the pool and I'll wait for you. By the way, vacation sex, so much better than home sex. Yeah. Yes, because, well, I know why, too. There's no pressure on the guy. Because even if he doesn't perform that well, she's still on vacation. Yes. There's fun. She's going to do something. What does she have at home? Really, there's nothing to look forward to. Whenever I have home sex, I always keep a little treat under the bed. Yeah. This way, you come up a little short. You're like, well, honey, Jell-O. There's Jell-O.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. To reach over here, lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even more stupider. We're going to get again. We're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. So, a 34-year-old guy in Pittsburgh named Charles Felder. This guy's gone downtown and that. No. He got arrested Saturday morning for trying to break into a jail. I said trying to break into the jail. He tried to break into the lobby at 4 o'clock in the morning by kicking the glass doors and using garbage cans as battering rams. He ended up breaking the 2-inch thick bulletproof glass, but never got inside. He also ripped the door handle off. He kept at it for 3 hours. Apparently, nobody noticed. They found him after he finally passed out. He resisted as they attempted to load him into an ambulance, treat him for minor injuries, and he spit in the medic's face. He's facing harassment and burglary-related charges, and now he's right where he was trying to be, in jail. And then there's this. Good Lord. A man in Michigan named Daryl Jarrell. Yes, I said Daryl Jarrell.
No!
Was in court last week, and he almost got off the hook in a minor trespassing case when he decided to go off on the judge. just as he was about to adjourn.
Go!
Daryl sounded, quote, "I'm tired of this state. I'm ready to leave as soon as possible." Here, listen, I'll just play this.
It's trespassing. I could technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant. As long as I don't return, you can kiss my ass.
I'm going to tell you what. You don't come in, that's contempt. That's another 93. That's another 93. That's 693s consecutive.
Okay, he got 693 days consecutive sentencing. And for any math geniuses, that's 558 days in jail for his foul mouth, which is a little over a year and a half. Good Lord. What else? A robbery suspect in Florida. Florida man was caught on camera casually jumping off a bridge to avoid being arrested. He was later apprehended by officers in a boat. Here is the moment that Richard Martinovitz took the leap.
On the bridge, Main Street.
Copy.
Hello, sir. How are you? Mind if we holler at you for a few minutes? Where are you coming from?
Runaway.
Okay. Can you have a seat for me?
Am I being detained?
You're being detained. Have a seat. Yep, he's in the water. This is going to be him on the bridge.
Wow. What about this? Ooh. Sticky and stinky. A truck hauling 48,000 pounds of molasses crashed into a truck loaded with manure. It smells like
in the buttocks. So.
Yeah, it happened near Twin Falls, Idaho, on Friday, about 40 miles north of the Nevada border. The molasses truck plowed into the back of the manure truck. Then the manure truck crashed into the median and caught fire. So, yeah, burning manure.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm. About 1,000 pounds of molasses spilled out onto the highway, and the road was partially blocked for 4.5 hours. The 49-year-old driver of the molasses truck was wearing his seatbelt and wasn't hurt. The 26-year-old manure truck driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Neither was a juvenile passenger who was with him. They were both taken to a nearby hospital, but no word on injuries. Idaho State Police are investigating what caused the crash. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there's so much stupidity. A 5-year-old boy with autism went missing in Florida last Tuesday. Officers found him in a pond clinging to a log. Here, check out the audio from when the officers found the boy in the water.
Coco! Hey, he's out here somewhere. Hey, I got him. X-ray 42 Central, I got him in the water on facing. Come here. You got him?
You want to see your parents?
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org, and you can also visit HillCitySlide.com. This is coming to Lynchburg on August 24th and August 25th. It is a 700-some-foot water slide that's going to be on Church Street between 12th and Washington, all the way up the hill past the YMCA. That's where you'll start, and you'll slide down the hill to 12th Street. It's going to be a blast. You can get your tickets by going to hillcityslide.com. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. And while you are there on August 24th, you can also visit us right up the hill. We're going to be live and on location from Three Roads. It is Three Roads Summer Jam 24. That is the fourth anniversary of Three Roads Brewing. in Lynchburg. And it's also the 55th anniversary of Woodstock. So we have Woodstock-themed music. Bigfoot County will be playing the Grateful Dead, of course. Old Town Connector. They'll be doing 1 hour of CCR, 1 hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and 1 hour of the band. And Elizabeth Wise is going to be doing her tribute to the women of Woodstock. That all takes place on Saturday, August 24th, and admission is absolutely positively free. It is an all-day festival from noon until. We're going to have the bands and some vendors set up in the YMCA parking lot next to Three Roads. And then our front lot at Three Roads is going to be our shakedown vendors from the Love LYH Market, the Punk Rock Flea Market, and we're going to have food trucks, arts, music, all kinds of great fun. That's Summer Jam 24, August 24th from noon until at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is, oh, by the way, if you have a wristband from Hill City Slide, come on up the hill and you'll get dollar off drafts just for stopping by and just for participating in Hill City Slide. Get your tickets by going to hillcityslide.com. And again, Summer Jam 24, admission is free and it's an all ages show. So bring the kiddos and have a great time at Three Roads Brewing. August 24th. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?